sweet neck, and you have found a friend. Tight grip, got you a friend. Leave me lightheaded. Leave me.
Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Tuesday, May 5th, Hippies for Hope is having their final meeting of the semester and hosting a de-stress event before finals. Head over to HECO 216 for slime, coloring, and bracelet making at 7:30 p.m. Also on Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday will be taking place in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, hello, hello. You don't know me, and I don't know you. But how about we change that again? This is the Jada Jagger Show, live at WONY 90.9 FM. This is my second show today. Well, not today, but like, of overall, you know? Wow. I'm so excited, and quite honestly, I'm less nervous this time around. I feel like when you're in a new setting like I was here, you just worry a lot. Like, in your head, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to do a terrible job. I'm going to ruin the equipment. I'm going to damage something somehow. But then things actually go more smoothly than you thought they would. And you feel just a great relief fall right over you. Like, it's the best feeling, I swear. Like, feeling like all your problems are gone and that everything's going to all work out, which is what I've been telling myself this week, because I have a lot of things to do. So you best pray for me. Anyways, I'm so excited to show you guys my playlist today. It's somewhat like last week's, except, I mean, the songs I'm about to play for you guys did shape me in a way, but I like to think of it more as like honorable mentions, you know? So my first song, I think a few may know if you've watched young adult TV shows in the mid-2010s. And personally, I think it's a pretty good one because of how romantic and overall charming it sounds. So this one is called A Thousand Times by Hamilton, Leith, Hauser, and Rostam.
I had a dream that you were mine. I've had that dream a thousand times, a thousand times, a thousand times. I've had that dream a thousand times.
Love that song so much. I know I say that, but like all the songs I play, but like this one is just so, it just itches that scratch in my brain. And I won't even lie, this was like my most played song back in 2018 because of 13 Reasons Why. And I know that show is very controversial, but I know Dylan Minnette, who played Clay on the show, and is actually the lead singer of the band Wallows, who I love, actually requested that this song was to be played on the show. Like, he had a whole recommendations of songs that he, like, gave to, like, the producer or, like, the director to put as like a soundtrack for the first and the second season, or maybe all the seasons, but I don't know. I know he had like that music control in the first season. And while you can feel however you want about that show, I know it's, like I said, it's very controversial. People have what they think about it. But you gotta admit that if you look at the songs that Dylan recommended for the show, he's got some pretty great taste in music, which is not shocking because Wallace makes some pretty great stuff. Okay. And speaking of, here's some Wallace right now with one of my personal favorites of theirs called Pictures of Girls. You know what I just realized is that this song is so, like, it's so summer road trip coded. Like, just listening to it, like, on the aux with your friends while you're driving down, wherever you go on vacation. For me, personally, it's New Jersey. I, like, spend all my summers down in the Jersey Shore, around Lavalette. Oh, my God. If you've never been to Lavalette, I feel so bad for you. It's one of my favorite places of all time. Like, I could talk about going to Lavalette all day. It's, I mean, my family's only been going there for, I want to say, 4 years now. Because we used to, like, vacation in Brant Beach, but then the prices, like, skyrocketed. And we're like, that's not going to cut it. So, rented a really nice place down in Lavalette, and it's so nice. It's 2 blocks away from a Wawa, which live, laugh, love Wawa. If you also have never been to a Wawa, oh, I feel so bad for you. You're missing out on peak. Like, I don't know. Wawa mac and cheese, Wawa. I like to make a Wawa dirty soda. Like, I know dirty sodas are the things that Mormons make, but don't knock it until you try it, you know? Anyways, I am going to zip my lips and I'm going to play the next song. This one is another favorite of mine. Oh, again, I keep saying that, but when Daft Punk split up in 2021, I was so devastated because I love them. And then I remembered there's an LCD sound system song called Daft Punk is playing at my house. So I played it to cheer myself up. And I'm going to play that right now for you guys.
Show you the ropes. A bus in a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes. Kids, show you the ropes. About 15 cases for my house, my house. The
Everything the same. Consume me, consume me, then I'll leave with the chase. Come on, don't leave me, it can't be that easy, baby. Believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. places.
Come on to my heart.
Hey, I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far, because I certainly am. I love getting to hear all the songs that I've loved since I was a preteen and get to show you guys, because it's just so fun, you know? And also, I forgot to bring up this weekend, Zara Larsson came here to SUNY Oneonta. I know, so exciting. I've been a Zara stan since 2015, which, wow. I'm that old. I was about to say, I've been alive for a while, but I mean, it's not really a while. I mean, I'll be 21 in a few months. I wouldn't really consider that, you know, I really wouldn't consider that old, but to me, that feels old, you know? But yeah, I've been stanning Zara since I was at least a kid. Like, I remember playing Lush Life constantly on Apple Music back when my family had Apple Music. But now we all are Spotify users now. And yeah, I just remember listening to Zara back then. And it was just, you had to be there. You had to be there when she first blew up. So it was just so surreal and kind of emotional seeing, you know, someone who I thought only had her time for a bit here in America blow up again. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, as a fangirl, it makes me very proud, you know? So I loved it. I wanted to get first in line, but my friends wanted to do the whole bungee thing. I forget what it was, but at the fair, there was like a trampoline thing and they wanted to go on it instead of, you know, wait in line. And I was like, okay, if that's what you want. But we still got a good viewing. We were in the pit. I know that was pretty scary. We were packed like sardines, but you know, everything worked out. I got to see Zara and yeah, it was so fun. Anyways, I got a few songs left for you guys. This next one is such a classic. You would know it if you're a whimsy indie girly like me who just loves 90s indie stuff. This one just holds dear to my heart. I've loved this song since I was a kid. My sister was obsessed with this song and she would put me on it every time she would babysit me. And it was just, I don't know, like something just clicked and I was like, this really is my jam. So this next song is Fade Into You by Mazzy Star.
Yeah. Now you're on terror.
We have officially made it to the end of my show. I know we're all so sad, but I'm even more sadder because I just found out that my cousin's friend, who I used to babysit, is old enough to be going to college this year. She's going to be going to, I forget where she's going. I think she's going to Florida State. Don't quote me on that, but I know she wants to go somewhere in the South. And I'm like, I'm just so sad, man. These kids, man, they grow old. And before you know it, you're sending them off to college. It's crazy, man. So, yeah. Time flies. But I'm going to leave you all with one last song. This is another classic. This song got me through senior year of high school. And it's one of my personal favorites. Oh, I keep saying that. Someone tell me to stop saying that. Like Gina Jagger, stop saying this is one of my favorites. Everything is your favorite, it seems. But who cares? It's a really good song. It's called Metamodernity by Vance Shire.
Salve el trago, que Dios me bendiga. Me tomo una pastilla, ya no quiero sentir que no me vea mi hijo. Está jugando afuera, pensando que su padre es un ejemplo a seguir. No puedo gritar, me va a escuchar. Hay miedo en mí que no se ve, aunque me ven en fotos feliz. Estoy muerto en vida. El silencio que llevo dentro de mí está gritando refuerzo. Sigo solo y de rodillas, son las 3:53. Está tan oscuro que hasta ya puedo ver.
Me dice el demonio que bueno volverte a ver. No has cambiado desde la última vez, entonces
ando luchando con mi viejo yo de ahora. Toca aceptarme o si no todo empeora.
Miro al espejo
y el reflejo llora.
Voy descifrando
ser mejor persona.
Deja que el piano llore por mí.
Turn into WONY 90.9 on the outside. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap the three dots on the top right of the post, select report content.